Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. James Mar Hesic, JAMESMARHESIC. Date of birth 5/12/1962. Date of accident 8/17/2022. Date of service 2/2/2023. Mr. James Mar Hesic is here for follow-up evaluation. He is reporting that he is able to walk without cane at the time, but he still has pain in the neck around 4, right shoulder 6, and lower back is 6 to 7. The pain is not radiating to the arms or the legs. He has some restriction in the right shoulder to the level of 110 degrees on abduction, beyond which he has pain. The motor strength is improving and the grip is pretty okay. Motor power is normal. The patient is here just for a follow-up evaluation. He reports usual level of pain is 7 and ADLs are not affected at all significantly. He reports 60% improvement in his pain symptoms. In the system review, the patient reports in neurology and psych mild headaches, which are 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, and no other symptom is reported, no anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back pain, neck pain, and right shoulder pain, as well as slight difficulty walking. However, he is able to walk without a cane or a walker. GI none, GU none, respiratory none, no additional issues. In last 30 days, the pain has improved 60%, and there are no new changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, except for Tylenol, codeine. The patient was found to have a positive cocaine once, and so he has been reduced to only on Schedule 3 medication as limited as possible. He's been advised about drug addiction and intoxication and has been given advice about to visit the de-addiction clinic. Substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 149 over 98, pulse is 99, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit of 1/4/2023. Dictation number is 0115-003, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the physical therapy, and that's what the patient wants. He has been advised about his MRI findings that are showing positive disc involvement in the cervical and lumbar. He doesn't want any injection treatment. He has given an affidavit in writing. He doesn't want no injection to the lumbar or cervical or shoulder injection. He doesn't want any surgical consultation. He thinks he's improving without all of these needed. And at this time, physical therapy continues to the shoulder and neck and the lower back 3 times per week. A PT evaluation has been requested from the therapist, along with the recertification affidavit with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. And disability-wise, patient is provided 7 hours, 7 days, 10-pound lifting limit to be able to go to work if he chooses. Transportation is also checked. His maps are reviewed. Labs have been reviewed. The patient is otherwise stable and he's improving. Thank you.